up straight up where we left off. So I think I want to, I mean, we're going to hard cut from Lloyd being like, I'm here to save your planet. Or not save your planet, but help your planet from a storm. So we're going to cut back to Argus, actually. Argus, you've just learned about this conspiracy that's going on tonight. You're just eating a little lunch, finishing up. What do you do? Are you just going to wait at the gate?
Gosh. I think Argus is feeling pretty... a bit unsure of himself, maybe a bit lonely and scared. Because, I mean, he's usually around people all the time. And this is one of the first times he's, like, probably pretty alone. He doesn't even have his dog with him. I think he probably does stay there for quite a while. But I'm sure realizing, you know, like, sunset is a while away, or he really hasn't seen any of his friends, that he will,
Well, do you stay there till the top of the hour?
Yeah, he'll stay for a little while.
Like, you stay there for 1 hour at least?
Yeah.
All right, well, when it gets to the top of the hour, you hear sort of throughout the town, and I think everyone would hear this at one point wherever you are. Let's say it was near the hour, so I think the others also hear this. There's just this, like, city-wide, almost electronical-like clock noise of counting the hours. It's not like the grand bell sound that you might have in a movie. It's almost like a digitized... not quite siren, but like a low rumble that's just like do 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 do. And in front of you appears a note, Argus.
A note?
It's folded. A note, a piece of paper.
Like it appears? Like I look down and it's in my hand?
You look down. No, it's just in front of you're at a table. It's in front of you.
Oh, okay. I'm reading that note.
It says, how about a little dinner at mine, and then it just gives you an address.
Okay. And it's...
Oh, actually, there's one more thing it says.
Oh, sure.
How about a little dinner at mine? Here's my address. You might want to hurry. You're being followed.
Ugh. Okay. I guess for one, I don't really know... Oh, how about this? I'll do a little flashback.
Uh-huh.
Somehow to help me figure out, like, where streets are, or, like, I don't know if we have a map of the city, but I'd like my flashback
I think
to involve
it would make
somehow
sense.
Reviewing a map or having a map or,
Yes.
Yeah.
So, let me just, so you're using a flashback. We've used flashbacks a little bit, but just so everyone is clear... there are different tiers of flashbacks. So a zero stress flashback might be you thought to pack a flashlight and some snacks when exploring the ancient temple. You know, you probably would bring a flashlight to an ancient temple. The one stress flashback is you had a heart-to-heart conversation last week with a friend who has now been turned into a monster by the adversary. So you know what secret pains led to their transformation. Something that, like, isn't necessarily... why you wouldn't necessarily, like, have this. I'm going to say this is a one-stress flashback just because this is, like, why would you have a map of a city you haven't gone to yet? Like, maybe someone had it. And, in fact, you can tell me if that's how you got it. And then there are, like, harder ones, right? There's, like, three-stress flashback would be, like, you befriended the mall security guard for a few days ago. Rather than catching you sneak in, they're here to let you in. So, like, fully, you can just be like, no, this person's not here to hurt me. This person's here to help me. And I might be like, that's a three-stress flashback.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could declare that, but you would be, you know, and also it has to make sense. This is all going according to my plan. Is kind of the vibe that you're going for. Like, you're cool main characters. That's the whole point of flashbacks, right, is to create a narrative.
Yeah.
But there is a limit. And basically, you're going to say, can I do a flashback like this? I'm going to give you a stress level. You're going to be like, yes. So give me the rough overview. I'll give you the stress. Then you can go into it. So one stress. However, do you want to read the thing you just got?
Yes. So after leveling up last session, I chose the ability Rewind Return. You have been through this timeline at least once before. Flashbacks cost one less stress than normal. How did this go wrong the first time? And the way I'm interpreting at least this flashback is like, maybe Argus just had a dream of feeling very lost and needing direction. So upon arriving to the city, maybe he purchased a map from a vendor or whatever you think is a reasonable way to attain a map of this city.
Here's my pitch.
Yeah.
It's going off of what it's saying. What if you already went there once and it's blurry? Like, you know how to get there, but you enter and it's almost like you're, there's this like,
Deja vu?
Scratching out. Like, you're trying to remember what was there, like what was in there. And like, you can see the building, you can see the path to the building. But as soon as you open the door, it's like someone scratched out the memory.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Then I don't actually need to have a map. It works a little better with my character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
I think it makes sense with your character. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
you know how to get there. In fact, yeah, it's zero stress because you take one less stress for flashbacks. So zero stress. You know how to get there. In fact, here's the thing. You are in this other timeline. You look up. This is actually the building with the large orb at the top that's towers above the other buildings. Oof. You can still see it in the distance. It is so tall compared to other buildings. It is like this glass orb on a tall tower, and you just have this memory of cranking your neck up, looking at this tall building before stepping inside. It's that one. It's like, you know, you can't miss it.
Okay.
But you know how to get there. You know how to get there easily. You know how to get there without being spotted.
Yes, that was my next question. Can I do it?
Yes.
Can I get there in a roundabout way, or does that path lead me in a more...
I will say that you're going to get advantage. Route. Yeah, if you're like trying to conceal, because this is where the guard was taking you.
Oh.
This is where the guard was taking you.
Wait a sec.
And,
Okay.
However, you have these time flashbacks, flash forwards, where... You know, it's almost like you know where the guards are going to be when, so that you can avoid them. And if you want to, like, not be seen rolling up, if you just want to, like, fully just get into the building without being seen at all, that's going to be a conceal. However, I'm going to give you plus one just by default, just from this flashback.
Okay. And that's plus one D, do you mean, or just plus one?
Yeah, sorry. If I ever say plus one, it is plus one D. The system sometimes... gives plus one or plus two, but usually plus one D is what it means.
That's all right.
If I say
Thank
plus
you.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kind of role is this position?
So this is, let's see, it is going to be risky.
Okay.
But it's going to be risky. Actually, here's what I'm going to give you. Do you want a plus one D or do you want greater effect? It's going to be a risky standard if you take the plus one. It's going to be a risky great if you take the effect.
Okay, and I'm only rolling one die because I have just one point in conceal. So that's one dice roll.
But that's a 50-50 shot.
But we've been rolling like crap.
Could use a link to clear stress. Now, I will say... You did also just get a really good ability for when you clear stress. Someone else could also clear their stress because in this playset, there is the ability Connected Hearts, which part of the effect is when one person clears stress as a result of spending a link, you choose one other person to also clear equal stress. Anyone could use their link to clear stress and then declare you also clear stress or vice versa.
Oh, and it stars too. Oh my God. The stars are aligning. All right. So wait, so then
that was
I can
kind
take,
of the joke.
So I can take did you say great effect?
Yes, so you could
okay.
take a
I'll take great effect, I'll spend stress, I'll clear
great.
Stress.
to push. So now who are you clearing the stress of?
Also, I went with Anya,
you
don't
pick
I?
One other person.
Yeah.
I would say Anya makes
Anya,
sense.
Anya, do you need to clear stress?
I have only 4 stress right now.
Well, that's
3, actually.
So I can clear...
I have 3 stress?
Because remember, you have one less.
Honey,
the first one's always full.
Every time you say remember, it's a dagger in the heart.
Sorry.
That's good. And I only have 3 stress.
So then I spend...
Actually, you have 1 stress. It's 2 stress, isn't it?
Spending a link clears 2 stress?
I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Oh, then that's been doing it wrong.
Spending
that
link, which in turn pretty much gives me a plus one D.
Basically.
Like, if we're, like, you know, skipping the middleman of the stress up and down.
It gives you a bonus die and also takes away two stress from someone. So.
Yeah. Okay. You just cleared three stress, Rally.
Yep. I moved it down three.
Great. Okay.
No. You're supposed to clear two.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Why'd you say three? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
I'm mistaken.
You have a plus one on conceal. Risky, great. It's two die.
Wait, let me do that again. I think I put it in wrong at the beginning. Okay, risky, great. No, not transcended. Bonus dice, yes, one. All right, first roll of the day. That's a four.
It's a four and a three. Thank
God
for
that
four.
Glad I took that. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So on a risky, great, so you do get consequences. However, you succeed. Which means the consequences. Now, of course, like, I could be like, it's reduced effect. That can be a consequence. Feels kind of shitty. I don't like doing that. No hate to any GMs who like to do that. It's just not my playstyle. So I think here's the thing. You are like a shadow. I think you're like stepping through the city and you're like a guard sees you and something in you snaps and time almost like rewinds like 3 seconds and you like don't go out. The guard goes past. You keep going. You are at the building. You step out and a guard opens the door just as you're stepping in. Time rewinds and you're waiting around the stairs as the guard comes down. You slip in right as the guard is leaving just before the door shuts, just so it doesn't lock. You are in the building at this point with great effect. I think you have this note. It tells you you're having dinner. I think it took you a little time to walk there. Maybe not quite dinner time, but I think there's something. People are moving, getting something ready, getting food ready. You see one of the catering staff, because this is a place with catering staff, moving some food somewhere that is indicating you know where the where dinner is going to be. You know where the kitchen is. You know sort of the rough layout. Here's the thing. There's also another room that seems to be almost like a grand hallway. So there's like this long dining room in one direction. Then there's also like sort of a long... I mean, it's not a living room, and you can't tell just from looking at it, but I think, like, as you're getting an angle in, there's some noise coming from in there you cannot hear, but there's also a dining room with less noise, but you know where both of those go. Do you choose, which one do you go to? And the risky consequence. Here's the risky consequence.
Oh, thank you.
I think the risky consequence... I set so many things up for myself so I don't have to like scroll through the book and I never use them. Let me look at the consequences. And remember, you can always resist these consequences also.
And that's with a roll to resist a consequence?
Yes. So that would like sun, moon, and stars. That's where that comes in. Here's what I think. I think it took you maybe an hour, maybe 30 minutes to get there just by walking. And I think we again hear this do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do. The thing you notice is it's the same number. It's not a different number of these. And in your hand this time, you feel something appear in your hand.
Oh, what's in my hand?
It's a little note. It's a smaller note this time, just like a post-it note size note. It just says, I'm just finishing up some business. You can wait for me in the dinner hall if you'd like. Whoever has invited you knows you're here. That's the consequence.
Is this writing really fancy or just like serviceable? Like, what are we...
I do think there's quite a fan. There's like almost a calligraphy nature to it. Yeah, I think someone's like spending the like someone has the time to really make this look nice. It's almost like a gilded paper, even like a very rich, fancy paper. And as you're looking around, you're realizing there's money here.
Yes, like there's am I blown away by here. Like what this home or this building is like? Like, what am I looking at? A lot of stone or wood or like what is this?
it's a lot of like sandstone, but it's sandstone in a way where it's like sandstone and glass and colored glass, almost like dyed sandstone even, in a way that's like, this is a, I'd want you to make like a history check for me normally, but I don't think that's,
I don't think I know my history too well. Like,
Yeah, also, I think that'd be a gather information to know more, which you're welcome to do. But I think just based on, like, what you're seeing, you know that this building was important if it wasn't important now. It was important at some point.
Okay. And so are both the dining hall and, or the dining room and the hall empty? Or are there people kind of moving back and forth, catering stuff?
Are you going to the dining room?
I can see both of them from where I am, right?
You can see sort of like just peering in through like a door, through a crack of them, right? So like you can kind of see into them. You could go and peek into one or the other, but that will be...
That'll be the choice, kind of.
That'll be the choice, kind of. And then there might be... Well, actually, you know someone is in the long room that isn't the dining hall.
Yeah, like I can hear... something.
I think you can put two and two together.
Okay. Argus will go into the dining room. Yeah.
You go into the dining room. It's this, like, again, just grandiose. You know the dinner tables that can hold, like, 30, 50 people? Just long tables. Yeah. And, like, the whole table is set. There's food already on it. You actually, I think one of the people, one of the catering comes in, doesn't pay you any mind, just walks right past you and puts something on the table, sort of in a rush. And as this person is leaving, again, just walks right by you. They pass another person, one of the other catering staff who's now coming in, again, another person. And they're like, it's on the double. They're here now.
If I try to talk to them, do they ignore me or...
Yeah, do you pull one of them aside as the other one? They have like food in their hand, the serving tray. You pull on. How do you get their attention?
I would just say, excuse me. I wouldn't touch them. I would just say, like, as they're walking away after they put something down, and say, like, excuse me.
Big eyes looks at you. Yes. What can we get you?
I'm wondering. Who will be at? Who else will be at the meal tonight? Could you tell me who else I'm expecting?
You don't know who you're dining with tonight.
Oh well, I know who. Of course, I know who I'm dining with, but I'm just wondering if anyone else is going to be there. You know,
No, it is a private dinner.
A private? Yes, of course.
Is that everything?
Well, just one more thing. And I try to be maybe a little more casual. It seems like they're very...
Busy. They're very busy. Tell that this person's like trying to leave.
And I'll say, okay, I'll let you go. Just one thing. Like what... I'm kind of from far away. I don't know all the customs. Is there something I can do or say to show my respect before or after dinner, during? Please, just anything. Like I want to appeal to their maybe more... I don't want to appear like high status to them. I want to try to get on their level because I am. I'm probably not that. I probably look kind of.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the coin with you at all?
I do, but it's like in my pocket. It's in my pocket.
It's in your pocket.
Yeah.
I think this person says, I don't deign to know what the regulations of this new era are. I believe you'll do fine. The master does not care much for tradition.
Thank you. And I'll let them go.
Leaves like just in a like double time at more people. Do you sit down?
I'm too freaked out to sit down. He's too freaked out to sit down. He'll like,
people are coming in and setting the table.
Yep. Okay. He'll try to be out of the way, maybe in a corner or near a fireplace or whatever.
Comes up to you at some point.
Yeah.
Could I get you a chair?
He'll say, thank you. I'll stand for now. And like, just have his back in the wall where he can see both the doorways or whatever. Like he,
bows to you.
Yeah.
Yep. And leaves. People are just going to keep coming. You're there for about 10, 15 more minutes.
Okay. I'll nervously drink some water.
And then you're nervous. Are you sitting down at this point?
No, I'm just holding a glass and standing in the corner.
You're just holding a glass. Someone's given you a glass of water at some point.
Yeah. I won't sit down.
You won't sit down. At a certain point, you start to notice nobody is coming in. It's just you. The door swings shut and it is like quiet. And you are just there for maybe 5 more minutes. Just silence.
Just silence.
Can you give me a perceive? Just a controlled, standard perceive.
This is with nothing. I'm not even going to add anything.
Okay. You're not even going to add anything. Whoa. Oh, no.
That's a 3.
That's a 6 and a 3, but you take the lower.
Yeah.
I think you're standing there for quite a while. You're just like watching the door, waiting for someone. And you just hear this voice behind you. Please take a seat. Come over here. You look around. Someone's sitting at the table, at the head of the table. So you see this, so you see this like shorter, gaunt white man with light brown pompadour, short sides, pointed beard that blends into like an upturned mustache almost. I guess what you would imagine like someone with like a top hat would wear, but like he's not wearing a top hat. He just has like a really big pompadour, not that big, a normal sized pompadour with shaved side.
Is there a normal sized pompadour? Exactly. Really? Is that a thing that
yeah,
exists?
Yeah, it's the most normal. You look at it's it a and regular, you're like, huge wow, pompadour, this is yeah. so normal. This yeah. is the normalest sized pompadour I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's actually boring how normal this pompadour is.
Yeah. It's actually really boring. This is such a normal pompadour.
He's never you're, seen like, one and he's like, that's normal.
That's normal. Yeah.
Oh, I guess this is how they do their hair in the city.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So waves you over, is just smiling at you.
Yeah, he'll sit and say, hello. I'm guessing hello. Did you
send the dinner invite?
Yes. Did you do that?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes. And I helped you. I warned you of who's following you. Did you get that part? Did you meet them?
No.
Who? It's probably for the better.
What? Okay. I'll let him continue. Mm-hmm. He lets him continue.
It's probably for the better. Takes a bite.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just digging in.
True. Argus starts eating too then. Like, he's not going to say no to a meal.
Great. It's really good. It's really good food. I don't think you've eaten this good in... Well, you've been traveling for at least weeks.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe you had, like, a really good, like, one-off dinner before you set off. It's way better than that, even. It's probably food you haven't had before, unless you've been to this region much.
So, like, good but strange, you know? It's not familiar.
Good but
amazing.
Like, new, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the flavors you've, like, never even tasted before.
The first time you have a curry.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, there's a really, really good curry. It just has like some spice you just can't, you don't know.
Yeah. He probably like hesitates. Like, I think Argus throughout the meal will like look up for a moment and like want to say something, but be so nervous that he'll turn back to his plate and start eating again and like have a bit more water.
Oh, he sees like you. He's like, oh, you want to ask a question? Please.
How did you do that?
How did I do what?
The notes. How did I get those?
That's a secret.
Fair enough. Goes back to eating for a second. Thinks about his next question.
Would you like to see it?
The secret?
What I can do. It's fun.
Yes. Yes, please. That would be nice.
Nothing change. Give me another. Just give me a fortune perceive.
Fortune perceive. Love to perceive.
That's a 5
I don't
and a 2.
Perceive anything.
It's
food
a 2.
Is good.
Nothing
any
changes.
Any of us have perceive?
Food. Nope.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nothing changes. He says, so what do you think?
Excuse me?
Gestures at the rest of the room. All of the chairs are now lined up against the wall.
Oh,
all except
stop.
Your 2 chairs. I made sure they're exactly. I took a ruler and everything.
Wow, they're very lined up. That's yes. That's
anything
yes.
I want.
Anything you
What would
want?
You like? Anything from the town. Calls it a town. It's a city. It's a precinct.
There is this vendor that was selling this very finely folded paper in different shapes of animals.
Yes.
Can I have one?
I know them. Absolutely. Three appear in front of you.
Huh. What kind of animals are they?
They're animals you're not familiar with, and then there's also a dog.
Yeah.
Two you've never seen before, and there's a dog. Yeah. What do you think?
I think this feels... This doesn't feel... It makes sense, maybe. But it wouldn't make sense to everybody.
Oh? Leans in. Is very curious by what you said. It's just like arms on, like elbow on the table. No, like does not give a shit for like the air of money that it comes with this place. Just no. Just doesn't exist in this guy.
I think he'll just say... Have you ever seen something in two places at once?
I don't think I have.
Have you ever been in two places at once?
No, not really.
Not really.
Have you?
Not really.
Make a conceal check.
Yeah.
Because I think he leans back and crosses
his arms. Like he, you know, if he's not giving much else more... He's feeling a little cagey. I'll conceal, yeah. Just a controlled or
just
what?
Just to conceal. Truly, you're just having a conversation
exactly.
at this
so
point.
It's
a fortune.
Fortune, perfect. Okay.
I mean, I guess it's a limit. It's a controlled because, you know, you're lying to a person. It's controlled standard.
Controlled standard. No.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
I'd be lying. That's a six.
That's a six. Oh, you know, he looks a little disappointed. He's like, oh, darn. There was something about you.
Look.
We're not always right.
I don't know who you are. What's your name?
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I'm Archibald Lind.
Archibald?
You may call me Archie if you want. All my friends call me Archie.
Archibald. My name is Argus.
Argus. Oh, what a good name. What a good name. A warrior's name.
Quite. Why did you call me here?
Argus, have you ever heard of time travel?
Yes.
His eyebrows go up when you say yes. Oh, what have you heard? Very serious look on his face now.
Give me a second. I need a minute.
Yeah, all right. You say yes. And let's jump over to Anya and Tiffany and Ida. So in this sauna, we have this white noise going on. You've just been told by Lloyd that he's here to help your planet with an oncoming storm. What do you do?
Mostly just stare and gape. Maybe say...
So you're an environmentalist, okay.
They're like smiling and goes to say something. Bellamy kind of stops them and says, they just need some supplies. They were looking for some items. I said I could help them. What do you need? Turns to you.
Oh, I have a list right here.
It's a long list, right? It's a lot of items.
It's everything we need.
Bellamy pales seeing the list.
We did find some of it.
Do you need all of it?
Well, it's...
Or just some of it?
It's organized highest priority at the top, lowest at the bottom, and I've crossed off the things that we've already got.
Okay, how many things could we get you and you would leave?
Why do we need to leave?
That's pretty rude, honestly.
Well, Lloyd actually puts a hand on Bellamy's shoulders like... Well, they're guests. Come on. Let's have a chat. And Bellamy is like,
I am so confused right now. You showed up, you grabbed me, we ran, and
you were about to get got. If I had left you there, guards would have come and grabbed you.
Why? We didn't do anything.
You are suspicious. You are raising attention, and right now it is high tension. The Archide would not like you just wandering about.
We just came into town to buy some supplies.
That is very poor timing. I'm sorry.
Nothing.
And you're from another planet?
No, I'm from here. I live here.
Mm-hmm. Pointing at the other two.
Oh yeah, them. Yeah, and Lloyd's. They say, yes, we're from the planet of Aphonia.
I think Anya leans back and says, nothing's more convincing than when someone tells you they've helped you from a danger that you aren't aware of, right? That's definitely super trustworthy. Not at all suspicious.
Well, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's just the fact that we're expected to take your word on it, and also being ushered out. You saved us, but...
Wait, you're talking to me? Bellamy says.
I mean,
I think all three of you collectively are in a position that should arouse suspicion in us.
It's not that I'm not a trusting person. It's just, you know, you're trying to get rid of us really quickly without much information. Oh. And,
okay, you can leave if you want.
Well, no, Anya, we need to get supplies.
I'm not holding you here.
No, I know, but you're... It's fine. Yes, we need supplies, and then we'll leave when we're ready. That's all.
Why do you want us gone? Like, if you're being truthful about helping us, then thank you. But why?
Because something's going to happen tonight that part of it is very poor timing, and part of it is something that's been in the works for a long time. I am part of a group called the Greys, and we have made a move against the Archide tonight.
Have made tonight?
It's already been put into motion.
Oh. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because there's some guy saying that he's in charge of us.
Oh. Okay. And he isn't?
We already have rich fucking bureaucrats saying that they know best, and now this guy comes in and thinks he can just take over the city.
Okay. I mean, isn't that generally how it works?
No.
I don't really understand politics very much, I'm sorry.
And then you see this third person who's been in this circle, the shorter person with a bowl cut, bangs, and a cane, is looking at this conversation, going back and forth, and whispers something to Lloyd, and Lloyd says, you haven't told them about the storm? And Bellamy just facepalms.
Yeah, that sounds more interesting to me. I mean, not that what you're saying isn't interesting, I just don't know anything about it.
Yeah, there's both a metaphorical and literal storm coming. Even other people in the Greys only know about the metaphorical one.
Yeah, you mentioned a literal storm.
City's gonna be fine. And if you want to stay in this building tonight, that's fine. The storm will pass through. The city has protections against it. That's not the biggest worry. Lloyd says, I beg to differ.
Which way is it coming from? And do I have time to get my gear?
You see this third person speaks up and very quickly walks over to you, looking you over, and says, it's coming from every direction. Who are you? What are you? What is this gear you're wearing?
Oh, I am, an aspiring meteorologist, I suppose. I'm trained, but not attached to any sort of organization because the job's kind of dried up.
You don't see this, but Anya and Ida see this. As they're looking you over from behind you, they make eye contact with Lloyd, raising their eyebrows, and Lloyd also looks a little surprised. Lloyd says, oh, you know how to deal with the storms. You are a storm expert of this world.
Oh, no. I have studied the storms in an academic environment and done a bit of field work, but I am
you
not an
expert.
You're in
the field. You must know how to handle the storms.
Sort of.
Do you want to come to the ship and we can look things over? And Bellamy says,
yes?
What? No. No.
Yes?
No,
are you kidding?
No,
that sounds amazing.
No, stop this.
Go to your ship? We can see the storm from space?
Lloyd says, well, it's not in space right now. It's on the planet.
Okay, but from like high up in the air, though.
No, it would be from the ground.
But you have instruments that can take measurements and probably better than anything I have, yeah?
Yes, Well, I don't know what you have.
Not much. I have to cobble it together.
You're the expert of this world. I don't mean to assume, but...
We can't travel through space, so I would assume your technology is probably...
You can't travel... I suppose that's fair. I didn't want to presume based on one settlement here. I don't know what technology is like elsewhere on this planet.
Bellamy says, I already told you. Whatever you mean by you came from space, it sounds ludicrous.
Doesn't it?
Yes, thank you.
Tiffany looks absolutely thrilled.
And Argus is getting a migraine somehow.
Sounds like they're lying. You are already suspicious of me, but what if they're lying?
This third person says, I'm Gish. I'm the equivalent of what you call a meteorologist of the ship, and we detected that there's a storm coming from every direction.
How? It doesn't make sense. That's
Yeah, you've picked up nothing. None of your machines have picked up anything. There is no reason to think there's a storm coming tonight.
There is no indication that I've seen for anything like that from any direction.
Oh, it's based on predictive software and measurements of high-pressure temporal systems from beyond the hills, as well as the temporal vacuum forming around the city, indicating a high probability of...
Lloyd stops her and says, whoa, okay, look, I'm just the captain. I'm here to look after the crew, meaning my first priority at this point is to make a plan that helps everyone.
Oh yeah, I also should just check in. I just made kind of the bold declaration that people, at least some people here, couldn't travel in space.
No, that's true.
That's true. Good. That was an extrapolation. I'm glad it was right.
Yeah. Y'all have radio technology.
Yeah. But I mean, there could be some weird way of traveling through space in this setting that is shockingly low tech.
That's true. You have hoverboards for some reason.
Exactly. We have hover bikes and radio tech. So,
but yeah, why would you go to space?
That's what Argus is saying. Why would you go to space? Why would you do that? Don't go to space!
Why wouldn't you do that? That sounds amazing. It sounds so cool. So yeah, Tiffany is just so excited. And every time someone calls her an expert, she's like, oh, no, 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 no.
Lloyd continues, maybe we should split up. It seems like we have two objectives. Gish, you're certain Frin was still being held somewhere?
Gish says, yes, but I don't know where they're keeping him now, but... I maintain that we should find him before the storm gets here.
Lloyd says, how about if I go after Frin, you can go with, sorry, what did you say your name was?
Pointing at Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany.
Ida comes over to you and says, maybe we shouldn't be telling everyone our real names.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Tiffany.
But what are they going to call me?
I guess.
And they might have... amazing instruments that could help us a lot.
Gish, you should take Tiffany and her friends and make your way over to the ship. Meanwhile, Bellamy and I will go find Frin.
Gish thinks it over and says, okay. Okay, yeah.
We also have a friend who's missing.
Bellamy facepalms. There's
point.
Another one of you just wandering around the city.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we said we'd meet back at the gate at the end of the day if we ever got split up. So by the end of the day, he'll probably be there. But if you happen to see another guy dressed kind of like us, you know, just let him know where we are.
At this point, the first hour passes and everyone hears the low do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do. And Bellamy says, God damn it. Well, he knows you're here now.
What is that?
I don't know what the signal is, but for some reason, whenever it goes off, he fucks with us if we aren't in the base.
Huh? How?
No idea. But if we aren't at the base, he figures out our identities, and it's perplexing. This base isn't compromised yet, but the rest of the city...
Why would this place be safe? Why are you sure this place is safe?
We set up sensors to know if someone has entered and check against when members arrive.
Okay, but what if he has a way of getting information that doesn't involve a person entering?
Bellamy considers that and says, we only have so much to go off of, but conversations here have been safe,
And this isn't our first base. We have the data from past compromised bases.
Right. Okay. Just, how do you know you're safe if you don't know what the problem is?
Trial and error.
But what if I don't even know who this guy is, but what if he's letting you think this place is safe so you settle in and reveal everything, and then he's well equipped to counter?
They look thoughtfully Tiff. And that's worried paranoia, as you say it? That and say,
Tiff?
If that's true, they'll know what's coming tonight.
Yes, Anya?
Why does that matter? Where's Argos?
That should be our priority. That's a good point.
Whoever this is, you need to tell us what we're up against, and we need to find our friend now.
You're up against the goddamn Arkhide.
Anya firmly grasps them by the shoulder, leans in, hands, smile gone, eyes locked, says, "And who the fuck is that?"
And we smash cut to Archibald taking a huge bite with a satisfied look on his face.